Chinese President Xi Jinping has signed a presidential order to award 4 people for their outstanding contribution in fighting COVID-19. China's top respiratory expert Zhong Nanshan was awarded the Medal of the Republic. Zhong is currently leading the Chinese government's efforts in containing COVID-19. Zhang Boli, Zhang Dingyu, and Chen Wei were awarded national honorary titles. Chinese lawmakers have passed a proposal to extend operation of Hong Kong's 6th Legislative Council. The decision was adopted by a session of the Standing Committee of the 13th National People's Congress, China's top legislature. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam earlier submitted a report to China's central government proposing the delay of the Legislative Council's 7th term election. It was originally scheduled for September the 6th, but has been delayed for a year due to a resurgence of COVID-19 cases in the special administrative region. Travels from the Chinese mainland to Macau will gradually resume starting Wednesday. Residents from Zhuhai in Guangdong province will be allowed to apply for exit entry permits. People from other parts of Guangdong will be able to apply for travels to Macau from August the 26th. Where applications from the rest of the Chinese mainland will be processed in September. Also from Wednesday, Macau arrivals to the Chinese mainland are no longer required to complete a 14-day quarantine. However, it does not apply to confirmed or suspected COVID-19 cases, their close contacts, people who have a fever or respiratory symptoms, as well as those who have traveled or lived overseas within the past 14 days. President Vladimir Putin claims that Russia has become the first country in the world to register a COVID-19 vaccine. Putin revealed one of his daughters has been vaccinated. She had a slight temperature after receiving the vaccine, but the symptom quickly went away. Putin stressed that a vaccine has passed all checks. Russian authorities are hoping to put it into mass production soon. New Zealand has announced new lockdowns after 4 community-transmitted COVID-19 cases were reported, marking an end of a 102-day streak without infections. Auckland will move to alert level 3 while the rest of the country goes into level 2. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the 4 cases were acquired from an unknown source. They were from one family in South Auckland and have no history of international travels. Domestic borders of Australia's Northern Territory will remain shut for at least another 18 months. Under current restrictions, all travelers from Victoria and Sydney must complete a 2-week quarantine at their own expense upon arrival in the NT. The Northern Territory has had 33 confirmed COVID-19 cases, the fewest among Australia's 8 states and territories. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the decision to keep its borders closed was made to protect the region's vulnerable indigenous population. A South Korean study has suggested that asymptomatic COVID-19 patients can carry the same amount of virus as those with symptoms. The findings were based on samples from 303 young and otherwise healthy patients. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is considering a measure to block U.S. citizens and permanent residents from returning home if they are suspected of being infected with COVID-19. A senior U.S. official said a draft regulation would give the government authorization to bar individuals who are believed to have COVID-19 or other diseases from entering the country. The regulation will be issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, although a date has not been given. A French emergency unit has secured an area at Beirut's port and identifying potential leaks from shipping containers that sustained heavy damage in last week's explosions. Chemical experts and firefighters working amid the remains of the port have so far found over 20 containers carrying dangerous chemicals.